This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Blessed to be the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks to you, our fine listeners, listening on the legendary 550 K-Fire. Voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, The Flag. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. 1460 on your radio dial, blanketing the western edge, KLTC, and KTGO, beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, now on your FM dial as well, brand new there. Thanks for listening, we appreciate you. This is called What's on Your Mind. We have a lot of guests today, so I want to take as much of the first part of the program here to listen. Listen very intently to what you have on your mind. President Trump is going to be doing a press conference at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That should be interesting. It's one of those joint news conferences, so there'll be other things. Pelosi and Schiff evidently are going to be talking to reporters pretty soon. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Adam Schiff, the House Intel Committee Chair. So we'll look forward to that coming up here in a little bit. Will we? Yeah, I think we will. Kev, can you keep an eye when that happens, and if we have other things going, maybe just record it so we can see. I don't want to torture the listeners.
Yeah.
And have them, you know.
No problem.
Have to listen to Nancy Pelosi adjust her dentures. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Can you hear that? Yeah, you kind of can hear that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, the woman is very, very good at being just a complete slime swamp, maestro. She is good. She is very, very good politically. I'm still not convinced what's happened here with this deal, other than I think they decided they can't win. Again, I keep coming back to this. What would the founding fathers want out of this, folks? Do you think the founding fathers would say, yeah, put the country through an impeachment battle 13 months before an election? That's a good idea. Yeah, let's put that in the Constitution. Let's write that in. Seriously. Even if you hate capital H-A-T-E, hate Donald Trump. Why would you want the country to go through this? I think the reason they want the country to go through this is they're not going to win. Donald Trump is going to be at the Target Center in Minneapolis, the belly of the beast for liberalism in the blue part of Minnesota. October 10th, 7 p.m. I'll eat my hat if there aren't 18,000 people there.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
I will eat my hat. You need to put a little mustard and ketchup on it, maybe a little salt and pepper, but I eat my hat.
And, you know, I think a big reason is Jacob Frey's rhetoric and that gibberish he shot out there. I mean, everyone I know from this part
vile
of the state is going.
Vile.
We're going to pack the place just to show him that, no, he is welcome here.
And he disrespects our law enforcement officers,
completely,
too.
Completely. He's such a turd.
Mayor.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
we have really lowered.
I'm hearing that word on the show today.
We've really lowered the bar today here on the program. I said Nancy Pelosi's dentures, and you said the mayor of Minneapolis was a turd.
In the beautiful punch bowl that is the Twin Cities.
Yes.
Dentures. What's that? Turd. Words I wasn't planning on hearing on What's in Your Mind today.
Right. Okay. So
more proof you never know what's going to happen on the show, folks.
Trust me on this one thing, folks. We've now decided to reset. We're not going there. We can start over. We can start fresh. Every day is new. Every moment is new. You can do it better now. And no more turds. No more dentures. I promise.
Load them out.
Okay. Here is how you call the program and tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. You can also text us, but we prefer you call. And I have lines open right now. Now's your time to tell us what's on your mind. If it's not this impeachment circus, I might even give you a bear hug. That's just fine. That's okay. Whatever else is on your mind. 100%. welcome to share it right here on the program. We have a VA secretary visiting North Dakota. Robert Wilkie is his name. Is there anything more important than taking care of our vets for the service they gave this country? I don't think so. And he was here to, I hope, thank the people at the Fargo VA because they're darn good, but also take a look at the hyperbaric clinic where vets can now be treated with hyperbaric oxygen treatment and have the VA pay for it. They're slow walking it now. That's what bureaucracies do. Make a big splash. Oh, yeah, we're a pilot program. It's great. Vets can have treatment now. Well, how many vets have been treated? None. Why? Oh, they don't qualify. Oh, what do you got to do to qualify? You know, jump up and down and hold your nose and jump through a hoop of fire, and then you can, you know. I hate that. Hate it.
Meanwhile, vets like Ty and Fargo said, first treatment.
Yeah.
First treatment, you noticed improvement.
Well, of course, the good folks at the hyperbaric oxygen treatment center here for treatment, they're just giving them treatment. They don't wait for the VA to do it, but they're supposed to do it. So we'll find out about that. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here to talk about how he'll approach this situation in the House. I still think Republicans need to fight more. I think we need to hear more of them. Where are they? Hold press conferences. Call this wrong. Tell us it's terrible. I think we need to call all of our Republican representatives, wherever they are, representing you, and tell them, fight. Get in the game. Get in it. Go. It's my take. Governor Doug Burgum will be here. A lot to cover with him, including the update on the petrochem value-added energy projects that are in the works. Same with the soybean plant in Jamestown, and a little bit about reinventing the rural West. The governor is the chair of the Western Governors Association, and as is typical with his governor, he doesn't sit still much very long. So we're going to talk with him about that coming up on the program, too. So let's go to some phone calls here. Dusty in Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Fan of your show. Been listening for quite a while. First off, I refuse to go to the VA, but that's a different thing. Everybody notices, Democrats and the liberals, they have no problem making absurd statements. But where is our Republican side? Where are conservatives? Where are their statements to counter this? I mean, we haven't seen, the only thing we've seen out of the Senate was a statement the other day of, well, we got rules, we got to follow. Well, Nancy Pelosi ain't following the rules. She's totally out of the norm for this impeachment process, and he's going to go and give it a vote? Where's North Dakota's representatives talking on this?
Well, Senator Kramer's quoted in about every national story about the president with some pitch-perfect commentary. He's hosting a number of cabinet secretaries this week, so it's been kind of a crazy week, but I've never heard him not, you know, speak his mind. I do think they need to do it more forcefully, though, and Senator Kramer included, and let people hear that he represents he's willing to fight fire with fire. Senator Hovind should do the same thing. Congressman Armstrong should do the same thing. South Dakota's representatives, Dusty Johnson, former governor, I forgot his name, Senator Thune, of course, but also what was the governor's name? Rollins, Mike Rollins in South Dakota. And, others. Colin Peterson is saying he's against impeachment. Come on, take on your own party. You're right, Dusty. You're right. And I think the only way they're going to do it is if they feel the heat from us. They've got to, and I won't even call it heat. Support them. Tell them that's what you want. They work for you. And that's as simple as a phone call or an email, social media comment. Fight fire with fire.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing is they would get so much more support across the nation if they countered this rhetoric. And they have the control of the liberal media, but there are so many more outlets out there, i.e. your program and many others, that have huge fan bases just for the simple fact the public is sick of it. And I think 2020 is going to be a huge change.
Let me give you an example of how Kevin Cramer's not afraid to fight. So I was in Washington, D.C. last week for an event. I stopped by for some interviews at the Capitol. Senator Kramer was walking out of his office and going down to vote. He said, just walk with me. So I walked with him, and we chit-chatted on the way down there. He gets to the Senate floor. I can't go on the Senate floor, obviously. He says, just stay here. I'll go vote and come back. And he comes back in about 5 minutes with Lindsey Graham. And he's bringing Lindsey Graham to me. and he wants Lindsey Graham to hear what I told Senator Cramer on the walk down, and that was, if you had to press me on what our listeners are most texting about, calling about, everything else, they want more fight from Republicans to defend President Trump. So he told him that. He said, you need to hear this. And I went off for about 3 minutes with some examples of what you folks had said. It was, all I'm doing is your messenger. I'm just conveying it to Lindsey Graham, the chair of the House, the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Lindsey Graham, to his credit, I think he like right away kind of went, oh boy, here we go again. And he looked at me and said, I hear you, I know, but we got to fight smart, just be patient. You know, this Horowitz report is going to come out, and that's going to be the game changer. And I've seen it. It's bad. It's unbelievable. They're going to get it there. And, you know, they always think they know a little bit better than you than how to do it. And I think that changes if you let whoever represents you know that's what you want. I'll give the numbers out here in a minute so you have that, because I think that's important. I mean, give them some encouragement to do this. Great call, Dusty. Call again. Great to hear from first-time callers. We love that. Ray is in the hinterlands. I don't know where that is. Minneapolis?
Up there somewhere.
More after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The phone call was in the context of, now I guess I've been the Secretary of State for coming on a year and a half. I know precisely what the American policy is with respect to Ukraine. It's been remarkably consistent, and we will continue to try to drive those set of outcomes.
It's unbelievable. They're making a big deal that he was on the phone call. He's the Secretary of State. The phone call is a nothing burger.
And then he has to go in and say, well, yeah, we do this a lot. This is kind of SOP.
That's Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. Right man, right job. Wow. Rex Tillerson, woo, that didn't work out so well. Pompeo, fantastic. Unbelievable. By the way, if there is, within the sound of my voice, a great burger joint, a great restaurant that serves wonderful burgers, and they would be willing to put a menu item on their menu that is a nothing burger, we'll advertise it for free. We will advertise that for free.
So it's a burger about nothing.
Come on. Give me a nothing burger. I want to see it on a menu somewhere.
I'm going to open a chain right about now, nothing burger. You know it'd go viral.
Oh, Todd just took it to the next level. Why in the world are we messing around putting it on somebody else's menu? Let's have our own restaurant.
Yeah.
Let's get Tom Campbell on the phone.
Thanks for coming to Nothing Burger.
Nothing Burger.
What can't I give you?
Do you remember the Campbell? Do you remember the Campbell hamburgers? We never do it your way. This is a Nothing Burger. Yeah.
Oh, you'll have it my way and like it.
Yeah. Tom Campbell.
Where's the beef? Oh, that's been taken already. Hello.
Started a burger restaurant in Grand Forks. The Campbell brothers. They did the famous potato chips. They did a burger thing, and. They were a little ahead of their time because burger chains took off. Now there's one every block, right? Five Guys Smash Burger and, all of them. But maybe he'd be willing to be part of that. Let's get him on the phone. We'll find out. Ray, are you in the hinterland? Is that what they said, Ray?
Hinterland.
So you might as well hinterland.
Yeah, that was not meant to be derogatory at all. I'm very sorry. We didn't mean anything bad about hinterland. Just got misspelled.
The hither and yon.
Yeah, anyway. In Enderland, what's on your mind, Ray?
Well, that's fine, by the way. I've always had excellent service at the Fargo VA. I just wanted to put that in. I've had no trouble. If you keep your appointment and show up on time, that's all. Anyways, the thing I'm calling you about is on this President Trump and the conversation between him and the president of Ukraine. How come nobody brings up that it's a translation? There was a translator involved. So there is also a translator and then, and an interpreter is basically the same thing. And then I hear the Democrats are on the thing interpreting what President Trump meant, what he said. Well, how can you interpret an interpretation of a translation? That's basically... Do you not understand what I'm saying?
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah, and I've heard them say that, the transcript is sort of they take notes, basically very good notes about it. It's not a transcript per se. And then you also have the factor where you have somebody interpreting,
Exactly. And then some of the words are inaudible. When they had a photocopy of the actual paper, I guess it was in the forum back last week or something like that. If you notice, if you went down through it and you read it, there was, some misspellings, not misspellings per se, but like the word there should have been, T-H-E-R-E instead of, it basically was a translation. Well, anyway, you have intonations and things like that when you have a conversation. I don't know if you've ever watched the movie. Do you remember the movie Failsafe? Henry Fonda and Larry Hagman was the interpreter. And he translated the thing when they were going to drop the bombs and everything like that. Well, anyway, there was a dialogue between the two, and that's what brought up my mind on when you translate things and then you read a transcript, you don't get the same effect. So anyway, but then at the bottom of that photocopy, it says, caution, and then there's a lot of words that they didn't get because they were inaudible or unintelligible, to the listener or whatever. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. I just don't understand how you can interpret, that transcript. And the other point I wanted to ask you, too, is how was the fact that they were bringing up the impeachment thing based on that conversation and allegedly, that transcript had never even been released to them. So how did they know what was in the
Because they're in the swamp. They're in the swamp. I firmly believe the timing of that was intended to, stop the momentum of Trump, who, by the way, gave a great speech at the UN that nobody covered because of this circus. So they saw it. In fact, Adam Schiff got it on the 12th of October. No, September. He got it on the 12th of September, but doesn't, you know.
Had what?
A letter went to him saying, you know, this whistleblower, da-da-da-da-da. If you go back and look at the letter that was released to him, went to Adam Schiff and it went to whoever the Republican chair is, Burr, and it was dated the 12th. Now, it wasn't the transcript, I don't believe, but the letter said the transcript existed. So I there's no doubt they saw it before. There's no doubt.
It's odd to me, too, because they're making an issue over that the transcript was, you know, moved to another file, you know, secretly. The thing is, and I want to ask you this, too. I just cannot believe that the President of the United States, and I'm not knocking Donald Trump on this or whatever, but, you know, with his investigators, CIA, FBI, and stuff like that, I guarantee you they know who that, quote, whistleblower is.
Of course they do. Absolutely.
They've got to know the name. But they don't, I don't understand what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You want him to say the name?
Oh, do you know who it is?
No, but I'm saying, you're saying they know who it is. I'm agreeing with you. What should happen?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, but I think they should put it out. I just really do. You know what I'm saying?
I think the transparency is always better. And that, you know, people mock President Trump, but have you ever known someone to basically not have a nonverbal thought? I mean, he is on Twitter. He is out there all the time. He's telling you that's a lot of transparency. And it's never been done that way before, which I think is fine. Nicest text I've ever received in my life. Right here. You are the best, and it was in caps. Simply love the show and the facts you all provide. Thank God for people like you and your team. Isn't that nice?
Nice.
Wow, thank you very much. There's a difference between fight and stand up. Stand up would be writing a letter to the House leaders proclaiming they are supporting him and stand by him. Let us hear them say it. Fight means you're in your face arguing and debating. I'm tired of this mealy-mouthing coming from some of our delegation. Another texture. Love you, Kevin. Your description is awesome. It's a pro-turd person. They're pro-turd.
Good.
Texture says, same as texting. There is no feeling or expression behind the words, so simple words can be misinterpreted. It's a very, very good point. And there's a lot of that going on. There's nothing there. Nothing burger. The only two words you need to know, nothing burger. Brought to you today on this program we call What's on Your Mind by MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell is going to be in the Twin Cities. By the way, we have a bus going. That's right. I got details on that for you coming up, but a bus going. So you can join the fun. I'm going to be on the bus. I can't wait to do the show on the bus on the way down to see Donald Trump in Minneapolis. You going to come along? That's how we stand up. Mike Lindell will be there for MyPillow, and he has a heck of a deal right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call him.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today acknowledging for the first time that he was in on President Trump's controversial telephone call with the President of Ukraine in July. The call that's now at the center of the House impeachment inquiry into Trump.
I was on the phone call. The phone call was in the context of now I guess I've been Secretary of State for coming on a year and a half. I know precisely what the American policy is with respect to Ukraine. It's been remarkably consistent.
Pompeo speaking during a news conference in Rome beside the Italian foreign minister. In Hong Kong, office workers and schoolmates of a teenage demonstrator who was shot at close range by a police officer during anti-government rallies on Tuesday are now in the streets condemning police tactics and demanding accountability. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Very good policy, especially when you're dealing with people who lie for a living. The House Democrats are going to be subpoenaing the White House for documents because they say the White House isn't giving them voluntarily. We've got a little leak on what Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are going to say. The president held press coverage this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we'll answer some of that. The president has tweeted this morning about this whole mess. He said, all the do-nothing Democrats are focused on is impeaching the president for having a conversation with the Ukrainian president. I knew that many people were listening, even have a transcript. They've been at this stuff from the day I got elected. Bad for the country. It's another factor the president's pointing out that hasn't been really out there. That is that a president knows full well that there are multiple people listening every time he's talking to a world leader. In other words, I'm not going to, if the IRS is listening, I'm not going to say, yeah, I buried a bunch of cash in, you know, coffee cans and put it in the backyard. I mean, he's not going to do anything inappropriate, illegal, whatever. And there's nothing in there. Exactly right. But don't back down. Do not back down. Joe in Grand Forks, let's get you in here quick before our chat with the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, Mr. Wilkie, coming up. What's on your mind, Joe?
Hi. I was listening to Fox News last night, and I think it was Jesse Waters who pointed out that Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, went to Juarez and brought back a pregnant Mexican woman that was 8.5 months pregnant to one of our holding facilities to get her processed. And she's from Mexico. And then they also brought her husband and her 3-year-old son. And he said that it's, so he's there visiting a Juarez facility rather than doing things for his own constituency, and he's allowing these laws to be promoted that are very dangerous for people who are coming here in these bad conditions.
Maybe we should be talking about that, Joe. Maybe that deserves a little bit of attention. That is the biggest danger out of this circus. It crowds everything else out. And there was some real momentum going towards getting a trade deal that would be vastly better for North Dakota than doing the deal with China, because you got our biggest trading partners in Canada and Mexico right here, and a deal is done, waiting on the table only for a woman more interested in impeaching the president than she is getting things done. And that's why Colin Peterson needs to use his juice to talk about it. Now, he's said he's not for impeachment, and I'm glad. But do more than say you're not for impeachment. Say, let's vote. What'd you say, Kevin?
I was going to say, then you got lawbreakers like she's talking about breaking the law.
Right.
And no rule of law.
And
nothing.
And senators helping them.
Yeah. Just unreal.
That's what I'm saying. Let's deal with it. Let's go. Todd, one other call that came in during the break, I want to get at least one in here before we go to our guest. You can,
as far as the numbers showing up in Minneapolis, you have to also remember all the people that do not want to be lumped with Omar. They want to show you that there are more than just her people. Thanks. Bye.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think there's going to be people there that want to stand up for the president. I think there's people who want to stand against Omar. I think that's probably a lot of the same folks. But there might be some people that aren't necessarily a Trump fan, but do not want her representing that part of Minneapolis. Good point. Hey, the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference is coming up Tuesday. We're going to be there at the National Energy Center of Excellence, Bismarck State College. It is going to be exploring all kinds of diverse energy topics, state, regional, national level. And there will be a roundtable Q&A with guests, Senator Hoeven, Senator Cramer, Governor Burgum, as well as the administrator of the EPA. We'll be there, 8:30 to 11 a.m. Andy Wheeler, by the way, is the administrator of the EPA. He, along with Secretary Bernhardt, who's here today from the Department of Interior, and yesterday's visitor, the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, Robert Wilkie, says it's good to be us. Folks, this is unbelievable. You don't have three cabinet secretaries show up in that amount of time, but it's pretty phenomenal, and we are glad. And we're glad also to welcome the Secretary of the VA, Robert Wilkie, to North Dakota. How are you?
Well, I am great, and I thank you. And, yes, I think this week Secretary of the Interior will be here. The head of the EPA will be here. And I'm coming back in a few months to hit the western part of the state.
Yeah, that's great. You've seen the VA already. You're on your way to the hyperbaric clinic. I want to first start with the VA in general.
Yes.
You know, I do a radio talk show. I talk to listeners in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana every single day. And, you know, when issues come up in the news about the VA, very often it's a concern about they could do this better or that better or whatever. Never does it pertain to Fargo, North Dakota, and the VA.
It's
unbelievable. What is the VA here doing that is a best practice that can be taken other places?
Well, the fundamental difference between Fargo and some of our VA's facilities across the country is the community. You walk into North Dakota, and I say this also as an Air Force officer in my other life, you don't have to explain military service to anyone. It's ingrained in the culture. You've got people at our VA facility, which you are correct, it is one of the top performers out of 170 VA hospitals. You have people who want to stay here, and there's not much turnover. They want to be with the community. And what I've said today, and I've talked to the governor about it, I see the usage here at Fargo just skyrocketing in the next few years. And that's a testament to the people who live here, but also the fact that North Dakotans want to go someplace where people understand the culture and speak the language. And as somebody who grew up in this world, I'm the son of a combat soldier. I still serve in the reserves. That, to me, is the key to success.
It's great news to hear, for sure. You know, the president talks a lot on the stump about improving care for veterans, and I know that's your charge as the secretary. He holds up a little card, or, you know, they ought to be able to take their card into anywhere and ultimately get care wherever it's available, because they should not wait. How big of a lift is that, and when do you think we'll be at a place where every veteran, no matter where they are, can get care from anybody?
Well, South and North Dakota are unique, and I put the two together because you not only share the border, but you share one characteristic. Veterans in both states have 100% choice. They can go anywhere. And that's because of the rural nature of the states. But let me tell you what we are seeing, though. What we're seeing in both Dakotas, the large one here and the smaller one to the south, is that people are deciding, even though given the option of going to the private sector, that they want to go to Fargo. Or they want to go to the clinic in Williston, or the one in Bismarck, for the reasons that I laid out. people talk the language. They're very happy with the service. And the Veterans of Foreign Wars national survey that they just released last week points that out. Their membership, 91% of their membership, said they recommend VA care to all of their comrades, both active and former. And I think that's a testament to how we're doing. The other thing is the president. You hit it. There's been no president, I'm a pretty good historian, since the end of World War II, who has made veterans the centerpiece of his first campaign and now his presidency. I have the largest budget in the history of this department. This president has allowed me to reform, to reorganize, and to refocus a department that was in bad shape. And I'll say it, neglected really for the 8 years prior to President Trump coming to Washington. And that whole culture has changed, and veterans know it. This is somebody who talks to them, and I could not have asked for any more than he has given me in my now 1 year and about 1 month of service here at VA.
Speaking of the president, I think some people could be forgiven for thinking nothing gets done in Washington, D.C., given the fact you have a set of political opponents who are destined to take him down at all costs in any way, shape, right. or form. You're right. Sitting in the cabinet room. You're with him at events. You're seeing him do the work he does. You're seeing things the American people don't do. Is that circus known as the swamp distracting him? Is it taking him off his game? Is it bring us inside?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, it certainly would if he were a normal politician. If he had been somebody who'd spent his career worrying about what the New York Times or the Washington Post said, that's not President Trump. He doesn't come from that world, nor does he care. He's got a vision, and I speak to the vision for veterans. He's taken on entrenched bureaucracy. He's taken on the entrenched unions in our VA. You know, we had hundreds of doctors and nurses who did nothing but union time under the last administration. And this president said, no, if you're a doctor and nurse, you devote your time to patients. He's gone after that. And more recently, supported my directive on July 4th that brought the Bibles back to VA. The last administration's rules were you could only have a Bible in a VA facility unless you brought it in.
Oh, my God.
Now, to me, the spiritual health of a veteran is just as important to that veteran as the competence of our doctors and nurses, but they were being denied that for ideological reasons by the last administration. This president has said enough, and I think we're much better off because of that.
It's almost inconceivable that was an actual policy that you had to spend time reversing. It's unbelievable. I want to ask you about something you're going to do on this trip to North Dakota as well, and that is visit a hyperbaric clinic, HBOT.
Yes.
I have a dear friend who got an age waiver to join the National Guard because he wanted to serve and go to Iraq. And he was so darn tough in boot camp, he cut his toe on a fence, and they said, you can't go with your comrades here because you've got an injury. He said, well, how could I go? And they said, well, if we amputate it, he said, fine, do it, amputate it, because he wanted to go with his squadron. He ends up getting a terrible bomb injury and incoming out of a shelling that happened at a camp. This is an amazing story that we have to tell in a little more detail after the break here, and then we'll get Secretary Wilkie a chance to answer. Stay tuned.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers. I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota and in McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, chatting with the Secretary of the VA, Robert Wilkie, today on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at McKenzie County's, I guess it's the version of Silicon Valley right there in Watford City. I'm talking about our friends at Mineral Tracker. If you're being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals, stop, big stop sign. Say, I'm going to talk to Jeff. I'm going to talk to Joel at Mineral Tracker. These are guys that have your back. They have a wonderful app that you can get free at MineralTracker.com. There's also a paid version where you get all kinds of data, and the money you'll get back in return for that is amazing because they tell you what to expect from your wells. But valuing them is a tricky thing, and a lot of people are out to buy minerals right now. Don't do it until you get them valued. Until you talk to the pros. MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. All right. So the story I was telling here before the break is just about my friend Rusty Ward. And Rusty is an incredible story. He gets his age waiver. He just is tenacious. He goes to serve, ends up with a bomb injury, and he gets into the VA system, and they literally darn near kill the guy. Pump him full of meds, send him out to the VA hospital out in, you know, western United States. And his wife finds out about Dr. Paul Hartz and the work he's doing. And so he ultimately ends up in Louisiana getting oxygen treatment. So the VA treatment was literally killing him, pumping him full of meds when he had major, major brain injury, some of the worst they'd ever seen. And once they finally figured that out with hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they got him treatment. And his life changed. And a mom has a husband back who can be a dad. Incredible. That's Rusty's story. So my question for you, Mr. Secretary, how do we get to the point that the treatment he had and so many others have had that I've seen firsthand, I know it, it's real, is not a gimmick to the medical community, is not unproven or looked down upon by the medical community because it's changing lives, it's saving lives. And a lot of it seems to me stuck in the swamp. Do you agree?
Well, yes. So that's one of the reasons I put it here. The pilot program, because you have people who believe in the program. And I am open to trying so much. I mean, we're changing the way we treat things like addiction. With therapies that years ago, with my father's day, would have never been considered. So the point of the pilot program here is to get people like your friend into the system, cataloged, have these clinical facts come to the fore and move out from there. That's why it's here. I just represented the president in Israel. I've visited their treatment facilities and what the Israeli Defense Force is using on that front. So we're looking very hard at the results, and we want more results. So then you go, as you said, to that medical community with a list of what has happened.
What do you think the bias is driven by? Is it driven by, boy, if we do this, it's going to cost a fortune? Is it driven by?
No,
I also hear a lot of talk about drugs, right? So the cost of this, the proponents would say, hey, offset, less drugs because you're going to give them this treatment. They won't need the drugs. Others say, you know, Big Pharma doesn't want it. What are the biases against it in your view?
You know, this president has shown he doesn't care about the traditional sources of power and criticism. I have gone a long way in my short time here in making sure that we replace opioids with simple things like Tylenol and aspirin, or ibuprofen and aspirin, and we get away from the traditional drug-centered culture and look at those things that are different, that are cutting edge, that provide people hope and a different path. So, you know, it's breaking down traditional barriers. That's really what all of this is about. If it's this, and I'm getting ready to head into the clinic now, if it's aquatherapy or aromatherapy or Tai Chi and yoga, things that you would have never thought about years before, those are the things we need to look at.
Last quick question, and I'll let you go. Relates to this latest pilot program. As you say, you put that in place. You put the North Dakota now, the only upper, you know, U.S. Pilot program for HBOT. I think you're going to walk into that clinic and hear people say, it's great if you have a pilot program, but it doesn't do any good if you don't approve vets to get the treatment. And it really seems to be slow-going bureaucracy. How do we fix that?
Our Fargo VA has a protocol whereby they will refer folks here. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'm somebody who spent my life around soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. I'm not a medical person. But they know that their job now with the pilot program is to get people over here, to have them experience what I'm going to go look at right now.
Robert, Wilkie, Secretary of the VA, thank you. Glad you're doing that. Glad you're going to come back and chat with us. You're in Western North Dakota. Thank you so much. Folks, the breaking news, Bernie Sanders is suspending his campaign, or I guess the term is put it on the campaign on hold because of heart surgery today. Also, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on a censor of...
Check this. Is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Piper's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Piper's.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.